Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. This is your only local podcast for Atlanta, by Atlanta, with all the stuff that folks around Atlanta and Georgia care about the most. We thank you for being a part of this podcast each and every day. Please, please, please hit the subscribe button. Follow it. If you want to unsubscribe and resubscribe, I'm up for all of it. Then leave us a review and a rating. We would appreciate all the love you can give us. I will continue my countdown of the 10 Braves championship moments. That's kind of a early Christmas present in our final couple of weeks of the podcast of this year. We will get to that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Let's start with the football, though. Georgia and Michigan are set now to meet New Year's Eve in South Florida. They'll play at Dolphin Stadium. Georgia opened as an 8-point favorite. That number, according to our friends at the Caesar Sportsbook. Here's what we know about Georgia now after their loss to Alabama, which just on the surface, that game, I mean, if you're a Georgia fan, it sucked. It's an awful loss. It's just painful top to bottom. It happened against that team that you've been trying to get over now for years. And it also made your championship road that much more difficult because it'll probably still involve beating the boogeyman. So the obvious part of this is, yeah, Alabama still owns Georgia, so they have to prove that they can beat Alabama when and if it happens again coming up in the national championship game. The tangible part of this, as I said, though, is think how different your road would have been. Instead of Georgia winning that game Saturday in the SEC championship game and ending Bama, paving a much easier championship road, Georgia's road is much bumpier because Georgia, had they won that game, probably Notre Dame makes its way into the field as the number four seed. If I just had to base it off the way the playoff rankings finished up, Georgia would have played Notre Dame as the 1-4 seed in round one. I think Georgia would have crushed Notre Dame. Then Georgia would have played the winner of Michigan-Cincinnati for the national championship. And again, I think they'd handle both of those teams. Instead, Georgia now gets a dangerous Michigan team in the semis. Michigan off their best back-to-back performances of the year with their Big Ten championship drubbing over Iowa and the win over Ohio State. They play an ugly style at times. They can, you know, slow things down defensively, so that could make it a scary kind of a game. If Georgia does win, they will play Alabama. Apologies to our friends in Cincinnati. They're not going to be able to keep pace with Alabama. So the boogeyman with the Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback, Kirby's paternal father, oh, wait a minute, that's the same thing, his daddy on the opposite sideline waiting for you. So Georgia's going to have to prove if they're going to win the national championship, they can beat Bryce Young and Nick Saban on the biggest stage, which we know is going to be a very difficult task. Conversely, for Alabama, beating Georgia two times in three matchups, that also is a very difficult task, but more on that coming up here in a moment. We are brought to you by the Daily Draft. You can go find my friends at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. It's very easy to find. Downtown Woodstock's beautiful anyway. Shops, restaurants, great nightlife. Well, the Daily Draft is the ultimate sports bar experience, and you'll notice that from the street when you see a walk-up window to order your drinks. When you walk through the doors, wall-to-wall TVs for you to enjoy all the sports you want to watch, from college football to the pro football, all of it. And you get a chef-inspired menu, not that deep-fried sports bar menu. All kinds of great options, from flatbreads to salads, sandwiches, wings, burgers, you name it. They have a craft beer bar, self-serve taps to make it convenient and pick exactly what you want while you're enjoying your games. Billiards, darts, you name it, it's perfect for everybody. Make it a boys' night, a date night, it can work for both. TheDailyDraft.net is the website. You can see more about the menu, the different nights like Kids Eat Free Nights, Trivia Night. Check out the menu, all of it there for you at TheDailyDraft.net. You can ask about the tailgate box or the game day platter. TheDailyDraft.net, when you go through the doors of the Daily Draft Monday through Friday for lunch, they'll take 10% off your lunch order by mentioning my podcast. Mention The Daily 10, they'll take 10% off at the Daily Draft. So for Georgia, the matchup now in the scenario could play out in a very interesting way in the playoff. And maybe the story, and sports is always about a good story. What if it was supposed to play out this way? that Georgia loses to Alabama in the SEC championship game, but gets a chance at redemption in the national championship game. It's more poetic than beating, let's say, Michigan, Notre Dame, or Cincinnati for the championship. Now, it's a lot more difficult, too, because you're trying to beat Saban. You're trying to beat Bryce Young. That is a very difficult task. But as I just mentioned, I would have said this no matter who won the game. If Georgia would have beaten Alabama, but somehow things would have worked out where Bama still made the playoff, I would have said that's a hell of a reward to win this game and then have to beat the same team again over the course of a couple of more opportunities. Bama's going to have to beat Georgia two times in 3 weeks or three games worth of action. It's not impossible, but it's also not very easy. These two teams are so close when it comes to talent. I think Georgia played such an awful game. Bama played such a great game that sometimes those two things kind of average out where Bama doesn't play the same great game. Georgia's not going to be nearly as bad. And the national championship game becomes much closer with a chance for Georgia to get the redemption they want. So think about that for a minute. I know Georgia fans have been down in the dumps over the last 48 hours, and I get it. But everything's still out in front of them, including a semifinal game in South Florida where you're a pretty sizable favorite against Michigan, and then a chance again to beat the boogeyman. You get a chance to get Saban and Bryce Young in Alabama in another 40 days again. There is something to that that's poetic. Like I said, you have a chance to beat them and end the drama, the pain, all of what Alabama's done to you. We'll see if Georgia can do it when they get that second time around. I'm not dismissing Michigan. Michigan can beat Georgia. I'm not naive to that fact, but I think Georgia's better, and I think they will win that game. I think we're getting a Georgia-Alabama rematch coming up in Indianapolis for the national championship, and we'll see how that one plays itself out. If you're still looking for the perfect gift for that special someone in your life, consider a 3D replica stadium from homefields.com. That's all one word, homefields.com. It's a place to find over 130 replica stadiums that you'll love in your home. It could sit in your office, your man cave, the kids' rooms. You'll see all the different choices from college football, basketball, baseball. Right now, for the first time, they've made available the Truist Park World Championship Stadium. If you follow me on Twitter at RealMattLanta, I posted a video and pinned it where I'm holding that really cool replica 3D stadium. These all come with display cases, lighting. I love them. And you can celebrate the world champions by picking up your Truist Park replica 3D stadium from homefields.com. If it's not the one you want, go old school. I've got an Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, Mercedes-Benz. You can pick up a Sanford Stadium, a Bryant-Denny, any baseball stadium. You can also save 10% at checkout when you use my last name as your promo code, Chernoff. It's spelled C-H-E-R-N-O-F-F. Pick out the stadium, get to checkout, use my last name, Chernoff, to save 10% on your order. I will remind you to get those orders in by December 16th to ensure delivery before Christmas. Go to homefields.com, use the promo code Chernoff at checkout to get 10% off and find that perfect gift you want for somebody in your life at homefields.com. One note on the college football playoff, and then we get to our Braves championship moment. I saw where Stuart Mandel of The Athletic put together what would have looked like the 12-team playoff if the June proposal was adopted, where the four highest champions of conferences get byes, and then 5 through 12 would play out the expanded playoff that's been discussed. For instance, in this year's first round, if we had a 12-team playoff, you would have Alabama's the one seed getting a bye, Michigan getting a bye as the 2, Cincinnati the 3, and Baylor the 4. You ask, well, why not Georgia? They didn't win their conference. So the rest of the matchups would have number 5-seeded Georgia playing 12-seeded Pitt, number 6 Notre Dame at number 11 Utah, number 7 Ohio State against number 10 Michigan, and number 8 Ole Miss against number 9 Oklahoma State. The winners would then advance in the 8-9 matchup to play Alabama. The 7-10 game would play Michigan. 6-11 would play Cincinnati, and the 5-12 would play Baylor. So, for instance, if Georgia won, they would match up with Baylor in a 4-5 game coming up in the quarterfinals. Winners of that would move on to the semis, and now we're down to 4, and you kind of get the drift on how that could play itself out. I thought that was an intriguing breakdown. We are getting the expanded playoff at some point. I don't know when. I don't know the logistics, but we always expand for the sake of money, and that will happen coming up down the road. Okay, so the world champs, your Atlanta Braves. While the rest of baseball is locked out, the Braves are locked out while they're champions, and that's a great place to be. So I wanted to count down and continue our countdown of the top 10 most memorable Braves championship moments as we finish up the final couple of weeks of the Daily 10 this year. So let's get to number 9. Now, yesterday was number 10, the Jock Peterson three-run home run, the pinch hit job against the Brewers in the NLDS. Go to number 9. Kyle Wright's escape job in the first inning in the World Series of Game 4 against the Astros. That was the game where poor Dylan Lee started, couldn't get out of the first, and they put Kyle Wright in a bases-loaded jam, and he did one heck of a job pitching himself out of that jam and keeping the Braves in the game. Remember, that's a first inning where things could have gone sideways, and if they did, now the Braves are in a hole, and instead of taking a 3-1 series lead in that spot, maybe, you know, the Astros tied up, it's 2-2, and who knows the way the rest of the series goes. So I thought that was a very big moment in a game where the Braves would come up with a couple of home runs in back-to-back fashion later. But take a listen to Kyle Wright dealing right here in that first inning to get off the hook.
2-2. Struck him out. What a job by the 26-year-old right-hander, Kyle Wright.
Kyle would end up going 4 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned, 3 walks, 3 Ks. He was great. That was his second opportunity to pitch in that series. Remember, he had the scoreless inning in Game 1 where he struck out the side. Kyle Wright played a major role in the Braves winning themselves a world championship. We'll find out what item number 8 in our countdown is tomorrow in our Braves championship moments. If you guys would, hit subscribe or follow this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite pods. It'll be waiting for you each and every day. I'll be on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta at 2 o'clock, and we're back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.